The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
The dud takes the Wonderlic test.
It should be. No, it's Glenn Fittich tonight. Glenn Fittich and Miller Lite. That's what we're all doing. So basically, Glenn, if you don't know what the Wonderlic test is, it's a test that's given to all the guys who have declared for the NFL draft, and it's basically a vocational and intelligence test that was created by some dude named Wonderlic back in the 30s, and somehow it found its way to the NFL just to see, you know, how intelligent these players are. But in no way does it translate. There is no, like, translation to where, like, yeah, if you do really bad on the Wonderlic, you're going to be really bad on the football field. For example, Frank Gore scored a 6. And basically the way you do the test is we gave you guys 50 questions. You get 12 minutes to answer all 50 questions. If you get all 50 questions right, your score is a 50. Basically, you get 1 point for every question you answered. Frank Gore got a 6, which pretty much translates into the dude can't read.
I do hope I beat him. Now, do you get any points for not answering questions?
No, you don't get any points for that, nor do you lose any points. If you get a question wrong, you don't lose any points. The only way you score points is if you get the question right.
So this wasn't the lick test. So whoever has my copy, forgive me. I thought it was a bit of a lick test. If my copy's damp,
it's so not. So basically, we had Barry, Dutch, and Tishon all take the test here, and then we passed it to the left. Or maybe the right here. So Barry, yours might be a little bit of paper mache then. If Tishon Phillips was
sorry about that. I thought it was lick test. I read the top. It
said, 7 of the answers say erroneous. I don't know.
Indubitably erroneous.
Yeah. I did have some problems with the formatting, and I just had some issues. I don't know where I submit those complaints.
Staple was in a weird place.
Now Dutch McTavish was an offensive lineman. Now, the average score for an offensive lineman, believe it or not, is the highest. An offensive tackle, let's put it that way. What did you play, guard or center or tackle?
Tackle.
Offensive tackle. So, a lot of pressure on you here, Dutch.
And also, Wisconsin offensive lineman, I think, is smarter than a lot of other offensive linemen.
I believe so. Yeah, definitely smarter than Georgia offensive lineman. Definitely, definitely.
I don't know how it works.
The average score for an offensive tackle, 26.
Yeah, see?
26 out of 50. Keep in mind, that's getting just under 50% wrong or not being able to answer just under 50%. So that's the average score for an offensive tackle.
Do you have any idea what do they say to the players as they're taking this? Because, like, if a player knows it's bullshit, like, Frank Gore's probably stoned. He probably didn't care. Like,
Mr. Winston, there will be no bathroom breaks. It's only 12 minutes long. That's probably what's
supposed
to. Seriously,
you tell an athlete who's training really hard to make the pros, hey, you got to take this test, and it means nothing.
Right.
Why do they even?
Right. He did go to the U as well.
Yeah, well, right. All right. So Frank Gore went to the U, right? But, you know, I don't remember his college career. Was he awesome? Was he an amazing?
He actually got hurt. I think he got hurt.
He was another line of.
So that probably had
good running backs.
So had more to do with the fact that he was a third round pick in the 2005 NFL draft than the fact that he got a 6 on the Wonderlic.
Oh yeah.
Because Maurice Claiborne was a first round pick in the 2012 NFL draft, but Jerry Jones is an owner who really doesn't look.
No.
Too hard.
Not important.
See, it's all about performance. It doesn't even matter what you do off the field. You could kill somebody. Beat your girlfriend.
Jerry Jones is the kind of guy that rounds up.
Where do you think, like, in
6? I'll give him a 10.
All right, so without further ado, I gave you guys a sample Wonderlic test, gave you guys 12 minutes while we were off mic, and let's find out how you did. All right, first question here. On the Dud Wonderlic test, look at the row of numbers below. What number should come next? 8, 4, 2, 1, 1/2, 1/4? ? And the answer is
a $60 bag of weed.
What is something I would expect out of a cornerback? A cornerback.
Some good moonshine. The offensive tackle.
Obviously, the answer is 1/8. 1/8. Did Tishon have 1/8?
He did.
All right. Dutch, did Dutch McTavish have 1/8?
I believe he did.
All right. And how about Barry Murphy?
1/8.
Like, how should we score this?
So far, so good. So, no, that's it. I'm keeping score over here. Right, if you
I'm
get the question
tally
right.
On the-
if you get one question right, that's a 1. So, like, right now, if you got the rest of the questions wrong, you would finish with a 1.
You know what? You would have 1/6 of what
still
Frank Gore had.
That is correct. Question number 2. Assume the first two statements are true. The boy plays baseball. All baseball players wear hats. is the final one, the boy wears a hat. True, false, or not certain? Gentlemen?
I'm going to be honest with this one. I think I got it right, but I took a guess. I was in speed mode here, the 12-minute clock, and I almost started.
You were flipping pages pretty fast over there.
Well, I think, you know, Dutch, you turned the page first, and that's always more pressure on the other players. Yeah. That's why you do it. That's why you do it. I almost do it almost right away. Like, holy shit, he's done with all those questions already? There were 10 questions.
I had to go fast because I was still on number two when you said 8 minutes and 38 seconds.
Turn the page. Don't let him see. Don't let him see you cry. Yeah. All right, so the correct answer is true. Who had true? Who had true?
T-Shawn had true.
As did Dutch. So he did. All that time spent was well spent.
And Barry Guitar Murphy hitting the whammy bar?
Bart hit the whammy bar.
Bart hit it. All right. So everyone's at two. Number three, paper sells for 21 cents per pad. What will four pads cost? Correct answer, 84 cents, Jameis.
Correct.
Everyone get that one?
Correct, yeah. Again, I felt very flustered by the fact I didn't know what kind of pads they were.
I'm not quite sure what a buck 280
is. I'm pretty sure they were paper pads.
Well, I mean, every pad of paper has a different graphic, different purpose.
Paper?
Maybe this is why you only got the question number six.
I mean, you have doctor pads, you have prescription pads, you got other kinds of pads that go different places, exactly.
What was the movie Back to School where there's the English professor? They're widgets. What's that? A fictional object. It doesn't matter. All right, everyone's at three. Way to go, guys. You guys, so far, you're well on your way
halfway,
to surpassing Frank Gore.
Frank Gore.
Are you
going
to throw in a triple Lindy reference here, too?
That was me. Number four, how many of the five pairs of items listed below are exact duplicates? I'm not even going to read them off. The correct answer is one, gentlemen.
Really?
Yeah. Correct answer is one. All you have to do is look at it.
J.P. Hoff and Neiman.
No, just J.P. Hoff. Bro. See, there's K.M. Neiman and K.M. Nyman. So the correct answer is one. Well, I think we lost a couple people on there, didn't
Son
we?
Son of a bitch. My guy got it correct.
Uh-huh. T-Shawn Phillips. See, but he's got this
1%er. It's his one question.
This
mark.
Is your 1%er education. You went to where? Syracuse?
Our fans out there know this, yes.
Yes. So T-Shawn Phillips went to Syracuse and graduated, which puts you like,
ultimately, yes.
Yes. So you're like 62% of the people who go to Syracuse who graduated. That's great. Dutch McTavish, a fine UW Stevens Point product. No. Took him 6 years.
Yeah, no good.
No, that's right. Actually, more people probably graduate from University of Wisconsin Stevens Point than Syracuse.
That there's probably great truth to that.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you can get degrees in water at Stevens Point.
Well, there's a lot of water there.
Sure. And Barry Murphy went to Columbia?
Not Columbia. I went to Columbia College.
Oh, Columbia College.
It's a big difference.
Is that a lot of cocaine there?
It was like the precursor
there might
to the University
have been.
Of Phoenix.
I was more of a heroin guy. I didn't mess with their cocaine.
Dark times, yeah.
Most kids just left Columbia and drove back north. Murph went due south in just a hurry before he went home. All right, very good. Sorry, so did T-Shawn got it? Did the other two guys miss it?
Yeah.
I missed it.
All
right, so that means T-Shawn leads after four questions. Bat 1,000. Question number five, resent and reserve. Do these words have similar meanings, have contradictory meanings, or mean neither the same nor the opposite? Correct answer is number three, mean neither the same nor the opposite. Who got it?
Shawn's 5 for 5.
My guy got it.
Okay, so that means Dutch... And how about Bart?
Bart did.
You got it.
I
got
to give a shout out to Jim Wunderlich for putting the word contradictory in there. That'll throw you. Yeah. You know.
I don't think that was Jim Wunderlich. Let me look. I can bring it up here.
Might be a Stan. A Stan Wunderlich.
Stan Wunderlich. I don't think it's Stan either. Although I think this test was probably made by someone who was related to our Indian intern Rakesh. I don't think this one.
Imagine there's a bunch of Wunderlichs.
How about little Jimmy Wunderlich,
Imagine me at the Wunderlich family reunion.
The test
got to be a tough one.
I would give you 100 tries. You never get his first name. The test was developed by Eldon F. Wunderlich. Eldon, E-L-D-O-N.
It's probably not a bounce house. It's probably a bunch of testing stations.
Eldrick Wunderlich?
It's like Eldon. I bet you he was sick of going into places of employment, not getting hired, and said, fuck this, I'm coming up with a test to show that I can do it.
It's probably like being one of the others on Lost. You know how they always had games and puzzles? It's not fun to be at that family reunion.
They're on the weird side of the island, yeah.
They're doing the whole polar bear cage thing, releasing the dog treats, and it's like 100 degrees.
We know about the smoke monster.
Yeah, right.
Number six. A man received a 25% raise. His starting salary was $1,200. What is his current salary? Correct answer is $1,500.
I have a correct answer.
I have a non-answer.
Oh, a non-answer.
Yeah, I have a
Dutch.
Circled six. Can I say six?
Sure.
Six.
Circled six.
Yeah.
That's a sex move, I think.
Should we look it up in the
I think it's something very similar. Yeah, something very similar to the Sheboygan mud plow. How about Barry?
Bart is on.
He got it.
Yes.
All right.
Sean's winning 6-6.
So we've got, at this point, through six questions, T-Sean 6, Barry 5, Dutch 4.
No, you got 5.
Four.
Yeah. He's missed two now. He just missed that one, and he missed the five pairs of items listed below that are exact duplicates. All right. Number 7. A train travels 20 feet in 1/5 of a second at this same speed. How many feet will it travel in 3 seconds? Correct answer is 300 feet, gentlemen.
I have a correct answer. Sean is 7-7.
Wow.
Dutcheroo, 300.
Correct. And how about Barry?
Bart is on.
The Bart is on. Yes. Number 8. When rope is selling at 10 cents a foot, how many feet can you buy for 60 cents? Correct answer, 6 feet, which you should have been able to get unless you were in town playing at the Olympics this week.
Wow. You went there. Huh?
I of course I went there.
Weren't you announcing there? Or you were just there?
I didn't get hired. I lost.
Ryan Seacrest. And I was like, no, that's Tommy Gibbler.
Hey, kid, I'm sorry. We're not going to let you announce today. Why don't you just go work in the parking complex?
They didn't know your short bus song?
Why don't you go over there and valet short buses? That'd be good for you.
No.
Pond is good for you. All right.
I have a correct answer.
Correct answer. All right. So T-Sean got it.
T-Sean's 8-8.
Dutch got it. And how about Bart?
Six
Bart
feet. It says six. But
well, that's correct because it says how many feet. Okay. The 9th month of the year is obviously September. How do we do?
Correct.
Pretty good
correct
over here.
Correct all around?
Yeah.
Correct all around.
After 9 questions, T-Sean, 9-9. You got to be feeling good about this. So at this point, T-Sean.
I have a variety of non-answers, though.
Even if you get the rest of them, let's say. Wow, those are some of the easiest questions.
Yeah, it's too bad I didn't look ahead.
Oh. So at this point right now, even if you got the rest of them wrong, you would tie Carlos Hyde. So the 49ers.
He was well paid. He was well paid.
The 49ers obviously don't value the Wonderlic at all.
No, they don't care about it.
And Travis Henry. Travis Henry also got a 9.
He's got like 6 kids with 5 different.
I believe he has 16 kids.
16 kids.
Yeah. He's got in like an absurd, like in 18 states somehow.
And he's in jail, so there's no
way. Cromartie look responsible.
Can I make my alimony payments in cigarettes?
Yeah, no, he's you know what, he was an effort guy though. He was a solid player,
on and off the field. All right, which number in the following group of numbers represents the smallest amount? 7.8, 31, 0.33, or 2? The answer is obviously 0.33. Everyone get that one?
Everyone's correct.
Correct.
All right.
I don't know that one's obvious compared to some of the other ones.
The thing is, visually you could overlook.
Yeah,
that.
See yeah, that one that. I would say that falls in the...
Like Neiman or Nyman.
You know.
I think that one falls in, like, you know, if you pass the 5th grade, you could get it.
I would argue there's 8 to 10 questions easier than number 10.
Okay, yeah. Eventually we get there, too. It's really a shame you didn't make it to the last page. Five easy ones on there.
That's too bad. All right. Well, and you know, that could have been like in the old days of printing. Remember, like that ink that was like so intoxicating when we were in elementary school. Like that could have just been a little blurb, a mistake blurb in that 0.33.
Maybe that's why Jim Kelly and Dan Marino only got a 15.
They were just banging chicks while they were doing it. So, I mean, that's a different reason.
Well, I think we learned that Dan Marino was probably throwing that too. There's probably an over under on Dan Marino's test score, and he probably. Right through that. All right, here we go. Number 11. In printing an article of 48,000 words, a printer decides to use two sizes of type. Using a larger type, a printed page contains 1,800 words. Using a smaller type, a page contains 2,400 words. The article is allotted 21 full pages in a magazine. How many pages must be in smaller type? I would have skipped this one.
Yeah.
Did everyone skip this one?
Yeah.
I took a wild guess when I had 30 seconds left.
And what'd you put? It's actually not bad. You said 14. The correct answer is 17. Oh, that's actually, that's not bad.
That is. I have like four wild guess answers.
If I'm Elden Wonderlick, I give you a half point there. That's to just say fuck it. 14. Wow. All right, so Barry did not get it. How about Dutch? Did Dutch get 17?
No, but there's a lot of work done between two questions. There was a lot of other numbers in between two questions, which I like. I like the effort. I would have given that I'd give it C- in like, in a high school math class.
I see a lot of thinking.
There's definitely some wheels turning.
And did Deshaun get this one?
He did not participate in this
okay,
question.
Okay, good call. Good
I did
call.
Waste a little too much time trying to get through the verbiage, though.
I think I heard a little and then he moved on.
I just don't understand why this one's on it. That's right where he complained about the layout. The words are just
allotted. Who uses the word allotted?
Number 12. The hours of daylight and darkness in September are nearest equal to the hours of daylight and darkness in June, March, May, or November. The correct answer is March, which I think we were. I just circled September in the question. Good for you, Mandridge.
It is the same as September. What did I guess?
You didn't guess.
I didn't guess.
You didn't guess.
No, you let that one go. Huh.
Well, there are no seasons in California. I was confused. So who got this one?
That is. Oh.
Everybody from the Midwest?
Dutch got it, yeah.
Dutch. Oh,
March is it, right?
March is the answer, correct. Yeah. So Barry and Dutch.
Wow,
so that
how
puts
I got right now.
Deshaun and Barry are at 10. Deshaun and Barry are at 10. Dutch at 9.
10 out of 12.
All right, we got a battle going.
There we go, guys.
This next one's a son of a bitch, too, huh?
I'm not even gonna like if three individuals form a partnership and agree. Again, this is one that you skip.
You should turn this one into a joke, Gimler. If three individuals form a partnership and go into a bar, then
and the other one.
Well, I thought it was. Oh, go ahead.
Three individuals form a partnership and agree to divide the profits equally. X invests 9,000, Y invests 7,000, Z invests 4,000. If the profits are 4,800, how much less does X receive than if the profits were divided in proportion to the amount invested?
Yeah, see, they got you on that last
sentence. See, what these football players are going to have to learn is three individuals form a partnership and agree to divide the profits equally. X invests $9,000, Y invests $7,000, and you invest $10,000. You show up on Monday, and the office is cleared out, and everything is taken, and and Y and X have made a run for Mexico.
That's
who do you hire to beat their ass? That's a more relevant question.
It does seem as like the one of these guys, X, Y, or Z, is one of their business managers that took all their shit.
Correct.
And then X, Y, or Z is also one of the bitches that also took part of their shit. And then, and then they're left with, like, their one other best friend who took the rest of his shit. And this is a learning.
Well,
this is a real
answer,
learning.
The correct
example.
Answer is 560. Oh. It is a real learning, but it was just worded poorly. 20%
not going to make it. You think anyone just wrote in, I'll kill a motherfucker?
I would kill that motherfucker.
How many times has that been written? Yeah. Since 1978. I'll kill that motherfucker.
I'll kill X, Y, and Z, those motherfuckers.
I will kill X, Y, and Z.
That is answered 20% of the time at Florida State. That is 20% of the time that is the answer.
Is this on your new album, Algebra for Pussies?
Algebra is for pussies. I kill that motherfucker.
Number one, geometry is awesome. Here we go. Number 14, assume the first two statements are true. Is the final one A, true, or let's see, number one, true, number two, false, or three, not certain? Tom greeted Beth. Beth greeted Dawn. Tom did not greet Dawn.
Speaking of slutty names.
Yeah, this question is obviously from West Dallas, Wisconsin.
Like, Beth and Dawn have been double-teaming fucking dudes for
Beth
years.
Beth and Dawn, and should be Todd.
I don't answer questions that are more than 50 years old. The correct answer is not certain. Number three, not certain.
It's a wild guess.
Who got it? Who got it?
Give one to Barry.
Deshaun is correct.
And Dutch is also not certainly correct.
Okay, all right. Number 15.
By the way, I really missed the boat on it. I'm Don, so.
PM Don.
Oh, I like PM
Don. Oh,
very smooth.
Those gingers are tough to figure out at such a young age. A boy is 17 years old and his sister is twice as old. When the boy is 23 years old, what will be the age of his sister? The correct answer, 40 years old. This one should have been easy.
Damn it.
40 years old.
It's double the age, right?
No, 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 no. Because the boy is 17 years old and his sister's twice as old. So that means the boy is 17, the girl is 34.
Right.
When the boy is 23, so that's 6 years from now,
damn
what
it.
Will be the age of the sister?
You got
34 plus 6.
I got Jameson Winston on that one.
So we got we have a correct here.
Okay, correct as well.
So Dutch and Tishon get it. Bart,
no Bart.
I tripped on that one.
68 is not the correct answer.
We'll call him the Bart.
I said I just put dead. I thought she was dead.
Dead.
Which
she died.
Which that could be a Cliff Clavin true, from though. Cheers type answer right there. Like, who are three men who have never been in my kitchen? Like, hey, she might be dead. A lot can happen in 6 years. I like where you're going with that. All right, so that means we've got Tishon with 12, Dutch and Barry both at 11, which means that you guys at 11, Cordero Patterson.
That one hurts.
11. Cordell Patterson scored an 11. All right, here we go.
He's a cornerback, right?
He's a wide receiver who's now pure dog shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he was that super lightning quick guy. Went to
there might be a cornerback like, named
he was
Cordell,
a game cock, Cordell Patterson. I believe he was really a cock, a game cock.
I think, yeah, I think 10 years from now, that's going to be like five guys going to be named that in the NFL. A physical education class has three times as many girls as boys. During a class basketball game, the girls average 18 points each, and the class as a whole averages 17 points per person. How many points does each boy score on average?
More than the girls.
That is an incorrect answer.
Then who cares?
14 points. Then who cares?
Tishon put Brittany Griner. I don't know if that's – is that an answer?
You know
– I didn't have time to say, we'll fuck you up. I didn't – I ran out of
there's
time.
There's a W. Yeah.
The correct answer is 14. Did anybody get it?
No.
There was a non-answer.
Yeah, non-answer.
Non-answer.
But the question's bullshit.
Too much
because
reading.
I don't know in high school or a physical education class, I don't think I ever saw a high school basketball game where the girls scored 18 points. Did you guys? Mm. So, I mean, that would have thrown me off right away. I would have said bullshit, like not certain.
I saw a few barn burners get beyond 20.
Oh.
Canadian women are way better at basketball.
Yeah. They're always indoors.
I would be remiss without mentioning a Comet Great here today.
Actually, Dawn is a great name.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead for basketball.
Kathy Hayda averaged 20-something a year when I was a sophomore in high school.
Well, when you're playing Rosholt.
She had like four older brothers.
They had five girls on a team. They couldn't even. They didn't even have a bench. It's like they'd foul out. And it's like just let her play. All right. So nobody got that one.
Mm-mm. No.
All right. Randolph has 8 ties, 6 pairs of pants, and 4 dress shirts. How many days could he possibly go without wearing the same combination of these 3 items? Again, I would have passed. The correct answer is 192 days.
Whoa!
I have a correct as well.
No, get out of here. 192? Tishon got this? Tishon, what was your reasoning here? Explain this one.
Multiply.
So you just went 48 times 4. You went 8 times 6.
8 times 6 times 4, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus 1 plus 2 plus 1. All right. Hey, well, way to go.
I have an incorrect.
All right. So just Tishon got this one?
And Barry.
And Barry got it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See, I wouldn't have got. I would have just passed. I wouldn't have even tried to figure that one out. Good for you guys. Number 18, this is more
up
my alley.
Well, here's the thing, too. Like, I think with these, like, certainly any, like, some of these questions run four lines long. So those seem like really a lot to churn through. But some of them, like, you just have to pick out the right things to, like, to do. Right?
You got
to
figure half these players are like, I'm not reading that shit.
Right. Well, I mean.
There's
no
multiple choice.
I'll
move on.
Yeah, I've played the role of editor in chief in my professional life. So like, it's kind of sad I didn't want to read 4 sentences or rather 4 lines. But you know, the trick to this when you're under the gun, right, is you just got to pick out the right things within the sentence.
I think there's a lot of fun arguments like you're saying in here. If you're on a time test, I bet you a 3-line versus a 4-line question, you're going to skip the 4-line question just based on 4 lines alone.
Correct.
Yeah.
Seriously,
you look for the multiple choice and
make a guess.
Because there's a lot of confusing shit they're trying to do in there.
And part of the brilliance of what Gabe Wunderlich did with this is a lot of the ones that look like long questions, they're really the type of question you can make a random guess on.
Yeah, yeah.
But they, in other words, they're like, if you're going to put the time in to read this, you might actually have a shot with a rough guess, whereas you think it's going to be some really crazy equation and it's not. There's a lot of fun variances in here.
Now, moving on to question number 18.
Wow. Did not like our question
analysis.
No,
I loved it. We got to get our questions in. We only have 55
minutes. Let's move on.
It's good. It was but it was great analysis. Fine, that's why you guys are here. I loved it. Like most of the players after their third year in the NFL, John is a mechanic. He makes $8.50 an hour plus $3 extra for every oil change he performs. Last week, he worked 36 hours and performed 17 oil changes. How much money did he make? The correct answer, $357. Anybody get that one? That would have been easier with a calculator, but if you... Murph got it?
Barry got it.
Okay.
Sean wrote, I don't believe in minimum wage.
Yeah, we were close.
How much? T-Shawn get it? Did I get it?
He did not.
Okay.
Oh, what
Dutch?
Did I guess?
You said $128.50.
Well, he went in for taxes and child support and, you know.
I already took out fucking taxes.
He said gross.
Yeah, he's got a couple of Christmas funds. He's
misled.
Going in.
His says, "What like, did you claim on your taxes?"
I mean, how much
is he putting into his 401k as a mechanic?
I thought this related to question 12. We were talking about March. You were prepping for taxes. I mean, this is kind of fucked up.
Did Dutch get it?
Dutch did not. He was close again. He did a lot of work though. I would even give him like a C+ for the amount of work
he did. We'll come back
to that.
It
was four different multiplication? Multiplications.
Yeah. There's an S on
things. Multiplication.
Well, multiplication your face, like, ass.
God, I can't even.
A box of staples has a length of 6 centimeters, a width of 7 centimeters, and a volume of 378 centimeters cubed. What is the height of the box?
I'm horrible at these.
So, well, this would have been volume is length times width times height. So you would have taken 6 times 7, which is 42. So you would add 42x equals 378. So you would have divided each side by 42. You would have come up with the answer of 9. 9 centimeters is correct.
So we weren't talking about like a width and length of dick in a box. It was...
It felt like it was
really alluding to that.
This is usually where most college football players, too, who are about to turn pro are thinking about dicks as well. Like, where, what box am I going to stick my dick in once they get to question 19? So I like where your head's at. You're really bringing it to form. You're making it real for us here. 9 centimeters. Did anybody get it?
No.
No.
Okay. So that means we're moving on to question 20. Arnold is about to go on a 500-mile car trip. His mechanic recommends that he buy a special highway engine oil that will save him 50 cents in gas for every 25 miles of the trip. This new oil, however, will cost $20. Is it worthwhile for Arnold to buy the oil if he has a coupon for $4 off the price? The correct answer is no,
Damn it.
I don't need to know what. Did you guys all just guess?
No, see, I this is one of the ones I was talking about that if you actually read to the end, it's, you have a 50-50 chance of being correct, and I had no idea what I was guessing.
Yes or no? The answer is no. Did anybody get it?
Dutch got it.
Oh, hey, Dutch.
Guess or no guess?
I think I
put educated guess? Educated guess?
That means
no, there was some other work over here. It was kind of weird.
There's a picture of boobs.
10 times 3.23.
That picture of two chicks scissoring each other,
got,
two
no,
stick
but,
figures. Is it something straight out of Drawful?
There was like one of those remains. I was like, I don't know.
There's a Sitco sign. And
So after 20 questions, T-Shawn has 13. Barry has 13. Dutch with 12. Question 21, which number is larger, 0.8, 8, 90, or 200? Correct answer is obviously 200. Please tell me all you guys got that one.
They throw these
Dutch
at the
did
bottom.
Too much work for that?
No, Dutch was spot on with that
Okay,
one.
All right.
Spot on.
No work? Did he show his work?
He didn't. So I still only gave him a C+, because
okay,
he didn't show
right.
the work.
Show your work.
14 out of 21, Murph?
Yeah. If a cup of pancake mix makes 2 pancakes, how many pancakes can be made with 3 cups of pancake mix? That is 6. I'm assuming everyone got that one?
6.
6. Correct.
Correct. Way to go, guys. 15, 15, 14. It's a barn burner. An airplane travels 100 miles per hour. How long will the airplane take to travel 300 miles? Anybody not get this one? 3 hours. No, 3? Good.
Yeah. Okay. Three.
All right. I heard silence. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Moving on. 24. A gallon of gas costs $2.50. How many gallons of gas can be purchased with $5? 2 gallons.
I have sign of Zorro. It's sort of like a... But we'll give it to him.
Well, all right. Yeah. Well, it depends. Am I up at Arco? Do I get charged 35 cents for using my debit card?
I mean, if you count in the fucking extra charge, fucking ridiculous.
All right. 2 gallons. Everyone get that one?
Yeah.
All right. We're rolling now, guys.
Yeah, this page was a bit soft.
Well, that's what I told you. Hey, well, no, here you go. This one isn't as soft. A 10-year-old Ford truck has 100,000 miles on the engine when the transmission fails on the truck. There are two replacements available. One transmission will last for 20 years or 50,000 miles, and the other transmission will last for 8 years or 75,000 miles. Given the current average yearly mileage on this truck, which transmission would last the longest? Correct answer is 8 years. The 8 years transmission. Anybody get it?
Barry got correct.
Correct.
Wild guess. This
good.
Is another one, if you read it, it was 50-50, right?
Yep, exactly. You have two transmissions to choose from.
And actually, as you were reading it, I thought I was wrong.
So
I have a circled 8 years, so I believe that's correct.
That is correct. And how about T-Shawn?
He did not participate.
That means we've got a new chip leader, ladies and gentlemen. Barry Guitar Murphy jumps into the lead with 18. Dutch and T-Shawn sniffing his ass across the finish line right now. It's 17. Number 26...
Scouts are looking at me right now going, who is this fucking guy? He didn't even do the combine. Right.
Tom fucking hated, Brady. Hated that's 40. Who he is. Hated. Tom fucking Brady.
Sounds like a tight end.
A rocket engine that takes off from Earth burns 10,000 pounds of fuel in 15 minutes and is able to lift 20,000 pounds total for that time period, including the rocket fuel itself. If a payload that weighs 20,000 pounds is needed to be transported for 1 hour and unused rocket engines are dropped in stages after their fuel has been exhausted, how many rocket engines must be used to transport the payload for that time period? 30 Damn is the correct answer. Anybody get it? Anybody not fall asleep halfway through that question?
Dutch circled 26.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very close.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Well, that is all incorrect. All right. Number 27, how many of the five pairs listed below are exact duplicates? The answer is one.
All right.
Everybody get that one?
Yes.
Yeah,
that was everyone. A lot easier. Was it bologna and bologna? Yeah. So it was like bologna and bologna.
Now, unfortunately, see, this is where you can get fucked up. Some folks spell it bologna. Like it's not, like if you're more
not
Italian.
Not real American heroes.
No, I know.
Well, it's like the Greek.
No.
This is not. Like this is not a test for your citizenship. Yeah. This is your test for your ticket into the NFL, pal, which I suppose could be the same thing.
Well,
more so in the NBA and MLB. But All right, number 28, 7 months of the year have 31 days and 4 have 30 days. What month only has 28 days? Correct answer is obviously February. And I suppose, you know, like my wife was saying, well, not all the time. Sometimes it is 29, but obviously.
And would you think they're more flustered with a question like this in the leap year where they're like, that motherfucker's got 29. I don't know what they're talking about.
I do think somebody wrote motherfucking leap year.
Well played from the audience.
Kate's
kind
of always been an out-of-the-box thinker. You know what I mean? She's always got
all months actually have 28 days.
I believe that's the Ciroc pineapple talking.
Aloha, hello, goodbye.
Number 29. Do the words retire and inspire have opposite meanings, similar meanings, or no relation? Correct answer is no relation.
Depends on who's banging who.
Correct.
No relation. So Barry Murphy got it?
He said no res, which I believe means we're not going to dinner tonight.
It's French for no
res.
Oh. No res. We're staying home.
How about Dutch? How about Dutch?
Dutch got it.
And T-Shawn?
My E and my L connected. T-Shawn's correct.
All right, so we've got 21, 20, and 20. You guys are going to do wonders on this Wonderlic test. Do the words hypothesis and theory have opposite meanings, similar meanings, or no relation? They have similar meanings, guys. Everyone get it?
Sim mean.
Correct.
Yes.
T-Shawn?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Number 31. Choose the verb that correctly completes the sentence. Have you blank the painting yet? Have you finishing, or finished the painting yet?
This sounds like more of like a an Asian massage kind of question, like as far as being finishing and happy endings and stuff. Like again, it just they lead. These questions are so leading. They get you in the wrong state of mind, I
find. Sean wrote E eloquated. I don't know.
Indubitably finished. correct answer is D. Everybody got it?
But Kelly was correct.
Okay. Great job so far, guys. 23, 22, and 22 after 31 questions. Number 32, 56 divided by 4 is, correct answer is obviously 14. 14 is
But that's not what the question is. Just so
I got that wrong.
Kelly did get that wrong.
Get out of here,
see,
really?
You made it seem like it said, what is 56 divided by 4? It makes you think about it for a second.
Oh, 56 over 4. Yeah, you have to know what the slash means.
No, but
and that's the thing. That's the thing with the test. Like, so some of these players might not know that that means divided by.
When you saw it?
56 fourths is equal to 14. Well, you might have just miscounted. Quickly no, said it was
16. But it's definitely one where you're going to pause longer than if it said, what is 56 divided by 4?
Correct. Correct.
That's what I think is interesting about the test. But anyway.
Did Barry get it?
Barry got it.
How about Dutch?
No.
And Tishon?
Correct.
Ooh.
I think the big problem here was Dutch did not do any work. I mean, it's...
Show your work, son. The 5:15 train takes 2 hours and 10 minutes to get to Greystone. Today, the train will be late. What time will it get to Greystone?
This is like the He-Man question, huh? Like Castle Grayskull.
Correct answer should be after 7:25, right? Not 7. Why 7:40?
Well, because 7:40 would be the latest. Now. Yeah, because every other time is either on time.
I gotcha.
So 7:40 is correct answer. Everyone get that one?
Yes.
7:40. Yes.
All right. Number 34. Choose the answer that most nearly means the same as the underlined word. An inaccuracy is a mistake, obviously.
I fucked this bitch once, and they gave me a shot of inaccuracy.
That's
a right? type of medicine, nah. A prison. Ooh, I've been there. Deed chance happening.
That's
so
like in
hey.
Vermont.
So obviously, an inaccuracy is a mistake. Everybody get that one?
Yes, correct.
Correct.
Good job, gentlemen. A synonym of firmament is. I'm gonna guess you guys all circled ground.
And we're all wrong.
All wrong. The
Damn
correct
it.
Answer is sky.
Wow, what is it?
Ground, river, sky, or future. Why so firmament like obviously means probably roof, sky, whatever, up above.
Son of a bitch.
I would have guessed ground. I would have gotten that one wrong.
That sucks ass.
So I'm assuming no one got it?
No.
I did not get it.
I dabbled with future.
Did you say ground too?
I dabbled with future, but yeah. I didn't say it.
Dabbled.
Also would have been incorrect, I guess. But
find two words, one from each group, that are closest in meaning. Group A,
oh,
raise, floor,
oh, okay.
Stairs.
Yeah.
Group B, top, elevate, basement. So the three choices you had were raise and elevate. That is a correct answer. Raise and top, or stairs and top. Raise and elevate.
Correct. Now, and this is actually where I complained about some formatting.
So Dutch got it correct?
Yes.
Barry, did Barry get it correct? And did Tishon get it?
Yes.
Okay.
So I started doing work on Group A and Group B.
You did.
And then I was like, oh, they're giving you the answer, those sons of bitches.
Right. Well, why are you
like,
complaining about
give,
a correct
like,
answer?
No,
this is something that
– This is fucking
– future NFL player.
This is his whole Canadian thing. They don't give you the answer in Canada.
If it was in metric, it would make more sense. I'm just saying.
We have free healthcare.
Everything's divisible by 10.
Number 37, the day before yesterday is 3 days after Saturday. What day is today? I went cross-eyed on this one. The correct answer is Friday.
What?
The day really? Before the day before yesterday is 3 days after Saturday. So the day before yesterday is 3 days after Saturday. What day is it today?
Yeah, saying it slower is not better.
Yeah, the correct answer is Friday.
Yeah,
we don't even have time to figure
no,
that
let's
out.
Let's go. Let's
I
move
still
on.
Don't get it.
I'm still
yeah,
annoyed
still
by that question. I tried
I'm
on that question.
I'm assuming no one got it.
No.
No one got it? Dutch?
Did everyone guess Tuesday?
I honestly started thinking about it. I'm like,
3 days after Saturday was the key phrase.
I believe
yeah.
I wrote,
I
that's
I wrote
what
I
went
in
with
flag
the,
day.
I went with ignore the first part.
All right.
3 days after Saturday.
It was a tough one. That was a tough one. Which number should come next in the series? 1, 3, 6, 10, 15. The correct answer is 21, gentlemen. 21.
Blackjack!
Everybody get that?
Everyone's
a
winner.
That.
Everyone's a winner.
Everyone got it. Obviously, it went up from 2 and then 3 and then 4 and then 5, so 6 plus 15 is 21. Number 39, what is the next number in the sequence? 3, 8, 18, 38. Correct answer? 78. 78 is the correct answer because it goes from 5, 10, 20, and then 40. After that would be 78.
I thought it was
78?
Did I get it?
Barry
no,
got it?
I said 58.
I fucked
so
that
Barry
up.
Got it. Did Dutch get it?
No.
Okay, and Tishon did not get it. Ladies and gentlemen, after well, let's go to question 40 here. What is the next number in the sequence 5, 9, 17, 33? Correct answer is 65. Again, it was doubling. So you went between 5 and 9, you went 4. Between 9 and 17, there are 8. Between 17 and 13, 16. So then between 33 and 65 is 32. So 65 is the correct answer. Anybody get it?
No.
No.
Nope, nothing? All right, so through 40 questions, your leader is Barry Murphy with a 29.
Yeah, nice work, buddy.
Dutch McTavish with a 26. T'Shawn Phillips with a 27. Still anybody's ball game until we get to the fifth and final page.
Well, I got smoked.
All right, number 41, Peyton Manning threw for 1,126 yards in his first four games. At this rate, how many yards will he throw for in 16 games? I'm sure T'Shawn scratched it all out and put 12,000.
No, he said, how's his hamstring? That's what it says.
Did he really put that?
No.
C.J. Anderson, that's the key this year.
Correct answer is B, 4,504. 4,504.
Murph got it right.
Murph got it.
Oh, nice.
Dutch, get it right?
No.
Sean did not participate in this one.
Ooh.
I abstain.
He doesn't like Broncos questions.
It's kind of a homer thing.
Right, right. I get you.
It
yeah,
would have
you
been
know,
unfair.
Conflicted.
He knew it already. He laughed at Tim four games and said, he crossed out the four and said, two games.
Yeah. It did. It fucked up all
he
the
He hasn't
math.
Met 9,016 yards next year.
Which number does not belong? There's a bunch of numbers on here. One number is an odd number. Number 17 is the one that does not belong. Who got it?
One of these kids is doing his own thing.
I got a correct answer.
I have a correct answer as well.
Okay. Everybody got it right. Very good. Question number 43, select the number that best completes the analogy. I'm sure you guys got this one wrong. 10, 6, 3. The correct answer is C, negative 1. It is not 1.
Why?
It is not 1 because you see the two colons in the middle there. So it went 10 colon 6 double colon.
Who the fuck
three,
got that answer correct? What's colon, the double colon mean?
So the colon must mean one more. Because I would have guessed number 1. I guess 1 would have been the answer.
Again, feels like an error in the printing.
It so again, it's
speaking
a little,
of physicals,
a little thing.
How are you feeling, Murph? Double colon?
You know. I'm drinking my beer out of a glass. That should tell you a lot.
Double colon.
I moved on.
He's got the stadium buddy today.
I'm getting fitted for
the
new,
Daily Upper Decker. Find us on dailyupperdecker.com, Facebook, Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and on Vine. Brought to you today by the stadium buddy. Thanks to Murph's latest physical. Did you get that physical because you're going to foreign countries?
No. I just I've had some issues lately. You know, I had a polyenoidal cyst, and that changed some things. Guys, that's a fun one when that comes
I
along.
Stopped going to church.
That rolled off the tongue very smoothly, by the way.
I don't even know if that's how you say it yet. But
which is ironic because did anyone get that last question?
No.
It's because what was it called?
Polyenoidal cyst.
Last year, 12 out of 600 employees at a service organization had polyenoidal cysts.
Great segue.
That's amazing.
Which
as
was
did Frank
blank
Gore.
Of their employees. 2%, gentlemen, 2%. Easy math. Anyone get that one?
Murph did.
Ah.
My client did not participate in the last page. So he's going to finish
fuck
with,
that page.
With the 28. Equal to Wes Welker.
Dutch, get it?
No.
Okay.
Valiant effort, though. Valiant effort.
All right. So Barry Murphy at 32, Dutch at 27. Did you make it to the last page?
Yeah.
Okay. So T'Shawn,
he's got answers.
You're in danger of finishing last here.
Yeah, I understand. But
I need two.
So here you go. Number 45, Jose's monthly parking fee for April was $150, which if he drove in a Chevy S10 to work was probably split four ways. For May, it was $10 more than April, and for June, $40 more than May. His average monthly parking fee was blank for these 3 months. The correct answer, $170.
See, this. As soon as they started with Jose, I'm like, this question's in Spanish. This is bullshit.
I was under the impression the test was going to be entirely in English.
I mean, that I thought that was like, that's part of what I signed off on. This is, I mean.
Murph got that right.
Yeah. Oh, Murph, on a tear.
Murph.
I'm a numbers nerd.
He's got a polynatal cyst on his
throat. It's on his throat.
It's in my throat now.
I'll tell you what, ever since you've had this polynatal cyst.
The doc still wants me to take my pants down.
You've been a lot smarter. Number did Dutch get that one?
He did not. Again, very close though.
Number well, some and, of the other choices were 166 and 160, so odds are they're going to be pretty close. Number 46, what is the penalty for stealing crab legs from your local supermarket? A, a $180 fine and $12 or 12 hours of community service.
Nailed it.
B, a $235 fine and 18 hours of community service. Or C, uncertain because it depends how well you play the quarterback position. The correct answer is C.
My nice. Participant put D, Peyton Manning does not steal.
He's too slow.
Did anybody get this one? Did Murph get it?
C, yes.
All right, Murph got it. How about Dutch?
You as just made Dutch. That question up, though. That counts.
I did because I did because the answer was the other question was very easy.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't similar. Yeah, if you steal a car from Jordy Nelson's Chevrolet.
Is there really a Jordy Nelson Chevrolet?
There should be. Who are the other ones, though? We were
I feel like
up
Jordy
with this.
Nelson should be a sob dealer.
Dutch and I were talking about this with the Packers. Like, some of the receivers would be on Randy Cobb's Geo Metro, used Metros.
Yeah. There was one that I really liked.
Leroy Butler's minivans.
He actually has a Ford dealer in Paca.
Yes, he does.
Does he?
He does.
It's not in Wisconsin, though. Is
5% discount if you also have web feet.
Easy Ed McCaffrey was he had his salsa, which was great.
He did?
Yeah, like a dipping salsa, not a dance.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Well,
how
many times can you get your knees crushed out on the field or break your fibula without, you can't dance after that.
Stop on down at Jerry Bush Suzuki this weekend for a new 4Runner.
Take a test drive and get a $50 gift certificate to Culver's.
Autographed calendar by the 1989 Packers.
Buy the whole family some Butter Burgers this Saturday evening. All right, number 47.
Jan Jerkovic will be there.
This was a real question, believe it or not.
Mike Pryor's
Dotson. How many
Dotson.
States,
oh,
how
fuck,
many states are in the
question.
United States of America? That was an actual question on the test.
I
correct answer is 50.
I might give it to you.
My answer is not even on here.
Dutch, did you get it?
Barry Murphy got it.
Barry Murphy got it. How about Dutch?
Dutch got it.
29. All right. Number 48, a shop owner bought some shovels for $5,500. The shovels were sold for $7,300 with a profit of $50 per shovel. How many shovels were involved? The correct answer is 36.
Again, so close, Dutch.
That wasn't remotely close.
Number 49.
Correct answer.
36 times 50 would give you, so there's $1,800. In profit, so 36 times 50 is $1,800.
I thought it was 1,800 divided by 2. Son of a bitch. Mm. All right.
What is the correct spelling of the word malicious? 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 Or malicious, motherfucker? Whatever. Anyway, correct answer is B, malicious.
Yeah.
You guys get that one? Yeah.
Barry did not.
What?
No, he did.
All right. I'm like, I got all the rest of those. All right, so Dutch,
you didn't get that one.
And finally, here, question number 50 on the Dud Wonderlic test: divide 30 by half, add 10, multiply by 3, add 6. What does this equal? The correct answer is 81. 81. So 30 by half would give you 15. Add 10, that's 25. Multiply by 3, that's 75. Add 6 gives you 81. Dutch, you got that?
It's sort of an unusual looking hieroglyphic. But it looks like 81.
Sean didn't participate.
Sean declined to participate. Well.
And Murph got that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the final results here in the 2015 Dud Wonderlic test. Coming in third place with a respectable score of 28. That is higher than Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston scored a 27 this year.
I don't
year.
Like the comparison anyway.
I'll come up with some other ones. T'Shawn Phillips. How about a big round of applause for T'Shawn Phillips?
If you
would have made it to the last page, you would have definitely crossed the 30 threshold, which is exactly what Dutch did. He made it to the final questions. 31, Dutch McTavish. 31, again, the average for an offensive tackle is 26. Touche. Very nice. And your champion, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I mean, the upper tier. Well, how many years did you go to Columbia?
4.5.
4.5?
No, 2.5. I went to Northeastern for 2 years.
Well, there it
also
is.
Also not the Northeastern that everyone's thinking of.
Oh, this is Northeastern Community College?
Both of those
college?
Schools are like fancy. Yeah, it was.
Northeast of Northeastern.
1,100 a semester.
Northeastern is the building that was connected to the checks cashed.
All I did
the
was
bail
play,
bonds building.
Play pool and get C's.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Barry Guitar Murphy with a 37.
Hey.
I think his advantage was that he never did actually play football. So that was that's kind of
it's
hey no that's heads
they
up
took
buddy.
The program away from us.
So if you put this so 37, believe it or not, Colin Kaepernick, a 37.
He's just a fast circler of numbers. I think he was just
we
like,
have a
boom.
Lot in common.
Tony was, Romo.
Ah,
I like Tony 30, Romo.
37.
Tony.
Did you see his new DirecTV commercials?
No, is it, I bet
so they have good. A bunch pretty like funny. Eli Manning's is hysterical, and so is Tony Romo's. Andrew Luck, not so much.
I think Tony Romo's the type of guy like we're gonna like him more in 5 or 10 years. He's gonna be doing Brett Favre funny commercials.
He likes the golf. He's gonna be great. Yeah, yeah. I'd like
couple,
to, I think I'd like to hang out.
He's gonna
out
marry
with
like four of the hottest yeah. women ever. Yeah. Like he's gonna have a
well,
good
he's dated. He's dated
right.
a bunch.
He's fine.
Yeah. Mind you,
Eli
all
Manning.
Named
speaking of Eli Manning, 39. 39.
That hound dog.
Man, so
he is a goofy fucker. I don't care what he got on this damn test.
Now, outside of the NFL, these are the average scores for other professions. So, T-Shawn, you had a 28. That is the average for an accountant,
oh,
an
good.
Executive, a reporter, and a teacher. Average of a 28. Murph, out of all the professions they put on here, you beat them by 5. A systems analyst? A systems analyst. The average, 32.
That's just
a chemist. A chemist, the average is 31. Electrical engineer, 30. You're a smart motherfucker, Barry Murphy.
Yeah, well, Barry know. Murphy. I got to give
I'm
mad
a numbers
props.
Nerd. Well, you ask me anything about science or anything else, forget it. I'm not even going to guess.
At the bottom of that
I'm
list.
I'm going to T-Shawn it. I'm not even going to guess.
At the bottom of that list, no surprise, janitor, average score of 14. So, T-Shawn, you doubled the janitor.
Why do you keep rubbing it in on me?
Maybe the janitor's complaints are just like yours. Where are all the questions about cleaning shit up? Jose plugged the toilet in corridor number
damn,
corridor number 2. Billy plugged the toilet in corridor number 3. It is approximately a 600-foot walk from corridor B to corridor C. If I walk at 14 miles an hour, how long will it take me to get there? Gentlemen, anything you want to say about the Wonderlic test?
You know, with all this number crunching and these scientific questions, let's change the subject a little bit and go a little more fun.
This is going to be something finally I can be good at, actually. Thank
yeah, it
you.
Will be.
Thank
it will
you.
Be.
Based on going to Syracuse,
because I'm
should,
well
you
read.
Should be, yeah, you should
I
be
am
top
well
notch.
Read.
Here we go.
A lot of times you'll see certain fun things like top 10 craziest, top 10 sluttiest. This is the top 15 names of crazy people.
Not
necessarily slutty. Not necessarily anything like that.
In America.
I don't know about that, but based on these names, I'm going to say yes. I don't see Jesper on there or anything like that.
I think it's Jesper.
You don't see Rakesh.
Now, there's guys and
crazy
girls,
fucker.
But let's do girls because it's way more fun.
Okay.
Kate, you want to do guys or girls?
We're gonna do 15
names
15
of crazy people.
Craziest names. Like if you hear a name, they're the 15 craziest people.
All right,
we'll
chatted
we'll
a little earlier,
names.
So let's give away a few of the ones we already said. We said Ashley, Shannon, and Heather, which are 1, 2, and 15.
Oh, Heather's 15?
Heather's 15 only.
Wow.
It's
I bet
not
you,
slutty,
you
it's crazy.
Crazy, right. I would pin like a lot of serial killers
Sean,
to be Heather.
You're on the clock.
I'm going to go with Jasmine.
Why would you guess Jasmine? That's like a...
Is it on there?
That's your first round pick? Jasmine?
I'm going Jasmine.
It's incorrect.
Hey,
all
look,
these names are very middle
looking,
America.
We're not looking for and actresses who were drugged by Bill Cosby.
Kelly?
We're looking right. for craziest.
Oh, digging in your girlfriend Rolodex. What do you got for us?
Are we doing sluts or are we
crazy sluts.
Crazy people. It's this thing is said.
Are these craziest
15
sluts?
Names of crazy people,
but they're all female.
Wait a minute. So the crazy names are carrying over to the slut names? Like
no, there's no sluts.
I know, but these were the slut names that we mentioned.
No,
right?
No.
We're
was,
going crazy. We're going crazy.
I don't understand.
That was the memo yesterday.
Yeah. That got
I
scratched.
Crumpled
got
it
scratched.
Up and threw that motherfucker.
Even if it was slutty, would you still go with Jasmine?
Yes, of course.
Jasmine does not sound
as well
like
as
Canada.
Anything.
Jasmine's
Jasmine Gimler is a saint.
What do you
that
got,
just
Kel? I
rate.
Know you got one. Survey says.
I'm going to start off with Leah.
Leah is not
on
there.
Oh, boy, that's a
You guys
got
to go way more Middle America with your thinking.
Way
none
more.
Of these
can,
names,
can I go again?
Nothing's. Oh, you got to wait. Comes back.
I'm
going to
go State. Jenny.
Jenny is not on there.
You
get
was
two
it
guesses.
16?
It's wrapping around.
Oh, it's wrapping around?
Actually, Kate's up. Kate, what? Tiffany, number 11. Ding,
wow.
Ding, ding, ding.
Tiffany. You can't just name
Kate's
off your
Kate's just
friends.
Naming her friends.
I know. That's crazy. You can't just name off all your friends and say, yeah.
Okay,
right,
you get two guesses. It's a snake draft.
Shirley Gimler.
Mandy is incorrect.
It should be number one.
And that includes Amanda. Back to you, Tommy.
Okay, no.
No, no, no.
Amanda?
It's me. Oh.
No, no. We're doing a snake draft. No, you just settle down, Syracuse.
Right, fuck.
All right, so Leah wasn't on there. Tracy was not on. No, Tracy. I'll go with Tracy.
Tracy's incorrect, Kelly.
Oh, God.
Brittany.
Brittany, great
oh,
guess, but
how
incorrect.
How is that not on there? That was such a
slutty,
guess.
Yes, but crazy? Sean, two
she's
guesses.
Crazy slutty.
You need to cash one in here. Get this off
is,
the Jasmine is, bandwagon.
This is guys and girls.
I love that his first guess is Jasmine.
Guys and girls?
No, guys,
just, no, just
girls.
Just girls.
Walter.
No, that's a guy.
Oh, okay.
If we're doing guys, I'm going to go Clyde.
Clyde is incorrect.
Okay, hang on.
If you guess
the
correct name, you get to guess for a guy.
All right.
Crazy people.
I will crazy, just crazy women, huh? Crazy women. Chrissy.
Ooh, Christina, I bet, was on there, though.
Christina. We're going to give it to you because we're short on time.
Yeah.
Kelly.
I'm going to try Jamie.
Jamie's a great one. This is not Playa del Rey. This is.
How is it not on there, though?
Tom?
Michelle.
What's the spelling
Michelle's
of Jamie?
Michelle's a good guess. It's a very sweet name.
Wow.
But it's incorrect. Kate, I'm going to need two guesses, please.
Dawn
is a great one, but it's not on there. Middle America names.
Stephanie.
Stephanie's number 10.
Wow.
Kate
is so good at crazy chicks.
Right,
it's bothering me.
Tommy,
it really is bothering me right now. How about Kathy?
Ooh, Kathy, incorrect.
What?
Kelly
Fat
Hayes?
Fat Kathy? Oh, that would it would just seem like Fat Kathy got him again. Three stabbings.
Fat Kathy got him again.
That it just rolls off the tongue.
I'm going to say we all know each other pretty well. There's only one name on here I would say is, oh, well, that seems like a nice name. The rest of them, we all know a crazy person with this name.
I am going to try Annie.
Incorrect. Shot.
Do I get two?
You get two.
All right.
It's a wraparound.
I'm going with Leslie and Rachel.
Both Syracuse skanks.
Somehow incorrect.
Wow.
Kelly, back
slutty.
To you.
Slutty, but not crazy. Slutty, but they got their degree.
I love your emphatic Leslie.
They suck some mean dick on a regular basis in Syracuse, but they got their degree. They didn't fail out.
Put yourself at Summerfest. 98. What is the girl's name getting ready to go on the cable cars?
Sarah.
Incorrect.
Bridget.
Bridget is incorrect.
Come on!
Tammy.
Tammy's a great guess. What's the long version of Tammy? Tamantha? Incorrect. Number three is Melissa.
Oh!
That's a layup, guys. Four, Allison.
Oh,
come on. She'll cut herself. Five, Rebecca. Six, Mary. Mary
Becky.
Was Mary was
Becky?
Mary was the nice
oh.
one. Christina was guest. Eight was Kelly.
Oh.
Nine. Here's a sick bitch.
Is
Victoria.
Vicky.
Is it Kelly with an
Vicky.
I?
Vicky. Yeah.
Number 10 and
Vicky?
11, Stephanie and Tiffany, which come to Kate over there. Number 12, Elizabeth.
Ooh.
Oh.
13, Lindsay. Watch out for her.
I thought Lindsay felt right, but I didn't do it.
14, Andrea.
Lindsay Lindsay felt right, so I went, but I didn't do it. I went with Jasmine. I was either Lindsay
Heather.
Or Jasmine.
I did get the Christina.
Well, you know, guys, it was a great day, and it's actually it ties in more than you think because, hey, you have to take this test first. And then later on, you're going to meet a bunch of crazy bitches because you're not an NFL player. So, Murph, again, you're so smart, a 37, and that's why I'm so glad we had you here because you were so smart to tie it in with this test right here. The Wunderlich test, crazy bitches, here on the Daily Upper Decker.
Brittany should have been on there.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.